You are listening to Book Clips, a mini podcast in which authors or narrators do readings from novels. Check out the show notes for the synopsis and buy links for this book.
Haunting Love, written by K.A. Moll, narrated by Emily Beresford. Prologue. Time. Just before. Place. A pinnacle in the sixth level of consciousness. Antiquia dangled her feet and peered downward into timeless falls. The falls were a wondrous creation, a multicolored, ever-flowing stream that ran through the center of the main boulevard on every level. That is, with the exception of the lowest. Their cascade was absolutely breathtaking, and so practical. It was a spirit elevator of sorts, a one-of-a-kind example of the handiwork of the Creator. Antiquia stretched her leg and wiggled her toes under the enchanting stream of heavenly water. She was awaiting the sparkle that would signal her expected arrival. Morrigan reached up and through the falls. Antiquia reached down. Their fingers touched in respect and love. "Greetings, Spirit Leader," Morrigan said with a smile that faded all too quickly. "I'm afraid I bring heartbreaking news from the lowest of the levels." Morrigan was not only Antiquia's second in command, she was her closest friend and confidant. The two had worked side by side for an eternity. Together, they had watched new worlds form. Antiquia's smile disappeared as well.
"I know, Enforcer. I've been watching through the falls."
She gazed down the endless row of sparkling white columns that paralleled the corridor.
"I've not moved from this place, a place that under normal circumstances would stroke my soul."
Morrigan peered downward.
"I tried to intervene, but I wasn't quick enough," she said, looking into Antiquia's kind eyes. "I'm sorry. I should have been more attuned to the earthbound."
Antiquia gently squeezed Morrigan's shoulders.
"There was nothing that you could have done. My goodness, you had virtually no warning."
At times, humans could be so impulsive. Morrigan sighed.
"But why? Why would Anna hire others to help her move the stone? A stone so carefully placed, a stone that blocked the fiery breath of hell. What could possibly have been her motivation to do something that had the potential to change the course of eternity?"
"She simply didn't know,"
Antiquia responded softly.
"She simply didn't know."
Morrigan closed her eyes and peered upward.
"Mortals."
She shook her head.
"Foolish mortals. They think they know, but they don't."
Chapter 1. Anna peeled out of her flannel pajamas before padding across her bedroom to pause in front of the full-length mirror. She glared at her reflection. 35 pounds, all gained during the past decade. One piece of chocolate, one potato chip, one bite of cheesecake at a time. She curled her lip in disgust and backed away. When had she stopped caring? When had she made the decision to let herself go? She knew. It was a little before 6 o'clock, Christmas Eve, almost 11 years ago. Her parents had been late to pick her up that evening, an unusual, if not unheard of, occurrence. Jacob and Catherine Crestwood had been on the road from Tennessee since early that morning. Anna remembered having a sense of foreboding, a feeling that something terrible was about to go wrong. Then the phone rang. She answered, and in that moment, a suffocating guilt consumed her life. A drunk driver had crossed the median just a few miles from her home. He hit her parents head on. If only she had gone home for the holidays. If only she had cared about her parents as much as she did herself. If only... More than a decade had passed, and still their loss left a gaping hole. Anna sauntered naked down the hall, stepped into the shower, and adjusted the water temperature to just beyond warm. It chilled as she tried to grasp the slippery bar in her palm. She adjusted it again. It warmed, but cooled while she stood covered in suds.
Give me a break, Anna growled out loud. She made a mental note to call the landlord as she twisted the knob. The water warmed again as she squeezed out a dab of color-safe shampoo. It had been one thing after another since the day she had moved in. Now it was the water heater. What next? Anna lathered her long black hair and applied a glob of conditioner. She knew that she shouldn't have moved again. She wouldn't have, had it not been for having to stable Dixie. She hated leaving her in someone else's care. The beautiful country setting and the barn were the only things this place had going for it. Anna rinsed in the uncomfortably cool water. It warmed, got too hot, too cold, warm, and then too hot again. What in the world had possessed her to move into this old house? It was literally falling apart. She turned down the temperature and positioned her left shoulder under the spray. The stiffness had been worse these past couple days, probably due to the storm front predicted to hit later that morning. It had been almost a year now, come Thanksgiving. Had Dixie not come to a dead halt when the saddle slid under, Anna would have been killed. She was sure of it. A shoulder fracture was nothing by comparison, so she didn't complain. She closed her eyes, willed her joint to loosen, and ticked through her schedule for the day. Not bad. Not too bad at all. Her 8 o'clock staff meeting would be quick. The working lunch with the dean of admissions should be painless. And her diagnosis of mental illness class tonight, fun. Teaching was the best part of her day. Anna startled when the bar of soap, the one that had been laying quietly in its dish for at least 5 minutes, jumped from its perch and bounced not once, but twice against the ceramic tile. Her eyes followed its trajectory to the floor. She turned off the water and reached down to retrieve it. What in the world? Anna asked out loud. The bar moved. It slid back a good 12 inches and bumped her toe. With a yelp, Anna launched straight into the air, landing outside the shower. The stairs creaked. A door slammed. She gulped out loud. Someone was in her house. Anna ticked through her options as she listened to the rapid beats of her heart. There weren't many. She was naked, her cell phone, clothes, everything, all 2 doors down. Anna scanned the bathroom before climbing up to remove the shower rod. The paisley print vinyl crinkled as she wrapped it around her shoulders. It was the best she could come up with on such short notice. In a crisis, a person needs to use the resources they have at their disposal. Anna fisted the rod and pressed her ear against the door. There was movement in the hall. She listened with hardly a breath until there wasn't. Then she waited a little longer before opening the door. All looked quiet. Anna hated to do it, but she shed her wrap and crept down the hall. The shower curtain would have made too much noise. Naked or not, she had to go. It wasn't until she came out of her bedroom, all dressed for work, that she noticed that her hallway pictures, all of them, were hanging upside down.
Haunting Love, written by K.A. Moll, narrated by Emily Beresford.
You have been listening to Book Clips. Check out the show notes for the synopsis and buy links for this book. If you are interested in showcasing your novel, then check out the show notes for more information.